Welcome to Free Fire Saturday. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Saturday is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here, 221-1402. Get up. It's the 29th of November. We made it through Turkey Day. At least some of us did. I'm still suffering from the effects of overabundance of turkey.
Tryptophan.
Tryptophan. That was it. Tryptophan into my body.
Actually, I thought we were very modest.
We were.
In our intake.
And I'll tell you why. And after we get started here, I'll tell you why I thought we were real modest. But first, I want to introduce my producer, Kelly Frost Jr., who went to two Thanksgivings.
Yeah, I was not modest.
No, you were not modest? Mm-hmm. Kelly, you look like you bulked up here.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
It was good food.
It was, huh?
Lots of turkey.
Lots of turkey? Mm-hmm. Dressing?
No, not really.
Oh, okay.
Just turkey, pretty much.
Turkeyed out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's good stuff.
And, of course, my beautiful wife, Linda.
Good morning. You know what? I just realized, as we were talking about turkey, there might be a reason that perhaps you've been a little moody.
I've been moody? Why? What is it? Oh, I know.
You didn't get leftovers.
Well, you know what? That's the best
that
thing.
That is, like, big time.
The best thing about eating at somebody else's house is, one, you don't have to cook or clean up. The worst thing about it is you don't get any leftovers. Everybody's got a little turkey afterwards. You know, they can go back to the refrigerator, have a little bit of dressing, a little bit of turkey. What do we have? A trip home.
Well, yeah. And you know, we stopped at the store. We'll talk about that a little bit later,
yeah,
what it was
about
to
shopping. Yeah.
Be out there during the during the craze.
It was. I can't believe it. I've never seen it like that. But we're going to talk about that. But first, one of the things I did want to talk about right here at the beginning is last night at Tobacco and Brew, the Patriot Guard riders and a few others, but all members of the Patriot Guard, were at Tobacco and Brew there on Hilltop, and they were there to welcome home some heroes. We had two Marines and an Air Force airman that were coming home last night, or came home for Thanksgiving, and they didn't know they were going to be greeted by this flag-waving crowd. I mean, it literally was. They were, as they drove into Tobacco and Brew and they pulled around to the back, they went through a veritable line of men and women standing there with flags to welcome them home and to thank them for their service. All Iraq veterans, some of them two or three times to Iraq or Afghanistan. And it was Corporal Scott Thompson. He enlisted in 2004. He's a Shasta High School graduate. And he just reenlisted for four more years. And he and his wife are on their way to Miramar hereafter. In fact, they're leaving today, head back down to Miramar. And I hope, you know, that he's listening right now because he says he's going to try and get up early and try and call in. So
wow.
If he does, that's going to be great. The second one was Corporal Chris Blaney. He enlisted in 2005, and he's going to be getting out in May 2009, and he'd like to come back to Reading and get to work for the police department or the sheriff's department. And I tell you what, fine young men and heroes from our North State here. And a lot of times, unless you've got somebody in the service, you don't really realize the sacrifices that they make. And, you know, it's not only do you thank the men, but also the wives that were there who are there while their men are deployed, who really have the tough job. You know, as I've said before, a lot of times you leave, and that's the easy job. You're there with your other Marines. You got a job. You're not in garrison, so you don't have to worry about that. You've got a job. Yes, it's combat. Yes, it can be dangerous, but you're focused on that. Where the wives, or the spouses, I should say, now in today's military, are having to take care of the bills, the kids, the plumbing, anything that comes up, they have to keep it together. And they stay focused so their men or women that are in combat can stay focused.
What a nice welcome home.
It was. And then Senior Airman Mike Darbill. He's stationed at Creech Air Force Base in Las Vegas. I didn't know they had another Air Force base there, but it was, you know, there at Nellis. Anyway, again, thank you so much, men, for serving our country. You're heroes. But the other people I want to thank specifically are Joe and Shelley.
Joe and Shelley.
From Tobacco and Brew.
They've been fabulous sponsors since day one for us.
Since they have stood beside us and behind us the whole time. They're great Americans. They're patriots. They offer up their place for instances like this, for events like this where people can come in. The guys from the Patriot Guard, the other groups meet down there, you know, have coffee, sit around, talk, and then take off from there. It's a great place. It's there on Hilltop. And, you know, the thing about it is, too, is that now with all these changes in the road patterns, and they've dug up their whole sidewalk, but you can still get in there. So do us a favor, do yourself a favor, and thank Joe and Shelley. Head on down to Tobacco and Brew down there. It's got the best walk-in humidor in the North State, and the coffee they serve down there, any type of coffee you want, exotic
Espresso
coffees.
Joe's.
At Espresso Joe's is cheaper than the ones you get at some of these designer shops.
And they have all kinds of Christmas gifts that you can purchase as well. They have anything coffee, anything tea, and it's really a beautiful wine selection.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We're going to take a quick break here, and then we're going to have our sponsors on. Then we're going to come back on the other side here on Free Fire Radio. We've got some bunch of interesting things to talk about and talk about what's happened over this week. So this is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. Join us on the other side. Swap and sell is on the air. Hey, this is Carl Bott. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KQMS. Is it me or is it just this time of the year that strange things are happening?
I just think we kind of have a tendency to reflect on things a little bit more this time of year. It's hard not to. It's the holidays. You're around your family. You're more with your family, so it brings up the past. You're feeling generous. You're feeling, don't you feel a tendency to want to give of more, be generous, and it makes you reflect on where you've been for the year.
Well, that's true, but it's also a wacky time of the year, I think. like in Tokyo, as an example, they have two polar bears in Tokyo at the zoo, and they wanted to mate the female bear, the 11-year-old bear, so they bring in the male bear, the 4-year-old male bear last year. And sure enough, I mean, they're there together, but they're not noticing anything. It doesn't seem like a lot of attraction going on there, and nothing happened for a year. You know, polar bears, you know, they gave it every opportunity. They played the soft music, threw out some pieces of whale blubber, all that kind of stuff. And then they did a check. And guess what? That 4-year-old male is a 4-year-old female.
Well, who was checking them parts?
Yeah, I'm not sure who was checking parts, but they sure didn't get all those parts checked. And
God, it took a while to even look to make sure that them parts were right.
And just something that's for everybody.
Get the job done.
You're waking up here in the morning and something's going to be a little bit scary to you, but after doing a survey of 10,500 European men, it appears that the French need the largest condoms in Europe. They're bragging about this. Now, the company that did the survey, Pierre, lucky Pierre, the people that did the survey did not say if they thought they were telling the truth or not. But they couldn't tell if they were telling the truth. But they, they had to measure and give. I know, but this is strange because when I looked at the size the French were all excited about, it was like it was a medium small in America. So anyway,
there's so many double entendres that I have to be careful here.
Okay, all right. Now on a more serious note here, where are we going to? You know, we talked about Pete Steglitz wrote a real good article on courtesy. And so what's happened in the last couple of days? You know, of course, the big day is known as this Black Friday that everybody talks about, that, you know, it makes the retail season. Of course, in today's economy, you know how bad things have been. So what's the shopping going to be like? Well, Toys R Us. Toys R Us. Palm Desert. They're having a big sale. What happens? Two groups of people get into a shootout in the store. Two men killed over toys.
Palm Desert.
I mean, I didn't know people lived in Palm Desert.
Oh, no, this is the high season.
Oh, okay. Well,
definitely all the snowbirds come right now.
Well, obviously it was high because they got in there, Toys R Us, and they had a shootout. This is great for Christmas. This is great for the kids. This is great for...
Makes you wonder if there's a couple grannies going at it.
Hey, I want that last Hannah Montana doll, or you're out of here.
Yeah.
Okay, what else happened? Okay, the big one. The big
snowbird
one,
aggression.
And we're all talking about this one, was New York and Nassau, New York, 25 miles outside of New York. Walmart is having a sale at 5 o'clock in the morning. The crowd of 2,000 people outside the door, they're getting a little rambunctious. They start pushing. They start shoving. They crash through the steel doors, hitting an employee, kills the employee because they trample him. 4, 5, 6, 8 people knocked down, including an 8-month pregnant woman who has to be carried away. And they kill the employee by stomping on him. They're in the store. The police come in and say, we're going to close the store while we, you know, while we get this fixed. And what happens? The crowd gets angrier and tries to fight the police. Reading, North State, what is going on out there? Is it what is this anger that we're seeing? And we talked about it.
I just want to know. What do you think?
Yeah.
Let's get some callers. 221-1402.
Tell us about what you think.
And what happened for you on Black Friday yesterday? We've got a story to tell you, but we want to hear yours first. What was it like? Did you go out on the street just to go to a restaurant? Were people friendly in your circumstances? Of course, we love to engage with you. So give us a call, 221-1402.
Yeah, Kelly, you had some.
I actually met some nice people yesterday, surprisingly.
Okay, but I thought you said earlier that...
Well, yeah, I did meet some bad people.
What happened
then? I was just going around, and people were just rude everywhere I went, on the road, and just all the stores, they were just pushy, and I don't know, just bad.
Well, we were driving down, coming back from Sacramento, and it was a little strange. Mm-hmm. People just pulling out in front of people. I mean, people were having to jam on their brakes.
Yeah, no regard for any other people, you know?
I don't know. Is it because they're just in a sense of a shopping euphoria, or that they don't have the... they're just so focused on what they're doing, they don't see other people. But I don't understand the rudeness, why people will push you out of the way at a spot.
Driving to Sacramento on Wednesday.
Yeah, it was
bumper to bumper. And people weren't that rude.
No, it was fine. It was just that we noticed that when we got back yesterday, we stopped at this one store. And we couldn't find a parking spot. Never in my entire time here in Reading have I not been able to find a parking spot in this area.
The Bond movie was sold out yesterday, surprisingly, too.
The Bond movie?
Yeah, I went down to Anderson, mm-hmm. and it was the first time I'd ever had a sold-out movie theater.
Wow. Well,
in Reading.
We had to park. We had to go back down behind the store, and it was a major mall area, and park along the wall there because every other place was taken.
But actually, when we got into the store, everybody was very friendly, and
yeah, that was fine.
I think there was one person in front of us to check out. So
yeah.
it was for us a great experience. And which leads us into today. We are going to be right after the show, actually from 9 to 5 today, up at Four Winds Jewelry, which is 2225 Hilltop Drive, and we're going to have champagne and eggnog and cookies and coffee, but this is your chance to come get a deal. Seriously.
We've got the owner, Leonard, in the back room in a headlock, which sometimes he likes, but got him in a headlock back there. We're making the deals. And the other big thing is that any place in this town that costs you about $8 to get a battery put in your watch, come in today. It's going to cost you $3
only
while you wait.
Today only.
Today only. Today
and,
only, and you can stoke up on the champagne, get your watch fixed, but at the same time, buy that small little bauble for, you know, $2,000 or $3,000 for your loved one.
And he has some fabulous pieces that are very different than any other store in Reading. That's a promise.
All right. Look, this is Carl Lindabad here on Free Fire Radio and News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone line's here, 221-1402. Give us a call. Let's open line. Let's talk what you want to talk about. Hey, this is Carl Lindabaugh. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at News Talk, 1400 KQMS. Doug, good morning.
Morning. How are you today?
Hey, we're doing pretty good, Doug. Saturday morning. We're standing upright. We're fine.
I just pulled into my parking lot here. I got plenty of room here. There's no cars. Well, maybe about a half a dozen. Anyway, did you hear what they just said over the radio that the Fish and Game got a court order preventing them from stocking over 80% of our lakes with fish this year?
I saw that. From what I understand, environmentalists, and I don't spit when I say the word environmentalist, but I think it was environmentalists had a suit against the state saying that when you stock non-native fish, that you're in danger of wiping out 7 species of frogs.
Frogs?
And some of the native fish, they said. So what they've done is they've destroyed the economy up there, haven't they?
Well, I think we could destroy the environmentalist economy. Any businesses that they own or represent, boycott them.
Well, I
see how they like that. Eat their pocketbook for once.
Yeah, well, I tell you, Doug. You know, from what I saw too up above Placerville, I think that they were talking. It was going to hit them so hard because they make a lot of their money up in Placerville in the recreation and the fishing and all that. And they said not stocking those ponds, those streams, is going to cost them millions.
Yeah. I'll tell you, one company that would probably do well, you know, some of these fish farms where you get to go and pay $5 and you can fish all day long in their little private ponds?
Yeah.
They'll make a killing.
Yeah. So,
what if some of the environmentalists owns those?
Now, do you like fishing? Is that it? Do you like to go out in the ponds or in the streams?
Well, my fishing, I do a little bit differently in the way of fishing. I never use the barb hook. I always use barbless.
Okay.
Now, for one thing, it's a lot better than trying to catch them, and then they don't tear up the mouths of the fish, and you can throw them back and do it again.
So you're in the catch and release then?
Oh, I love catching and releasing. I used to love fish until I had to gut and clean one, and that's okay. I became a vegetarian.
So you fish for the sport then, strictly the sport?
I fish just for the sheer fun of it.
Yeah.
And it's relaxing. I get to sit out on the lake, get to drop the line in the water, kick back, relax, maybe catch a fish, have a good battle, release them, wait about a few minutes, and then go back in and do it again.
Well, I know when Linda's father and I went fishing this last summer and along the Trinity, that it was in a catch-and-release mm-hmm. mode there.
Fly fishing.
So, and then there's places I know that you can go, you know, fly fishing, it's beautiful, or fishing, and the whole areas are catch-and-release, which it leaves a lot of fish there for the next group coming in.
Yeah, and especially when you can find a nice lake where it's nice and calm and quiet, away from ATVs and motorcycles and everything else. It's just a real quiet, relaxing experience.
It's nice to know you can still find lakes that are away from ATVs.
Well, yeah, you have to go to places where an ATV can't get to. That means you have to hike for about a day and a half. What do I care? I love hiking, too.
There you go. Hey, yes. Doug, thanks so much for your phone call.
All right, you guys have a great weekend.
Yeah, and you have a good holiday.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
Well, you know, it's that kind of thing where it's... You know, little things like that, you notice it, and you see it in the paper, but you think, you know, it kind of goes in the back of your head because you've got things going on, you know, like takeovers in India, you know, like the terrorist attacks in India. We're going to talk about that at the beginning of the next half hour. But this really affects people, and the fact is that they're not talking about just now. They're talking for years not to stock. And these seven types of frogs are... And they say they're endangered, and then of course the native fish that may be endangered. But I can't help but think about is that, you know, for billions of years, species have died out, and the fact is that, you know, it's, we can't, you know, you can try and save that up to a point, but it's also, you know, you've got there's a balance there too in nature, but also a balance for the humans that, you know, they would be, you know, maybe there would be no fish in this area if it wasn't for the people stocking the fish, because for other reasons, fires, you know, some kind of natural disaster that we as humans have not caused, but we've saved that part of the environment. I don't know. I think there's got to be a balance there. You know, some you're going to win, some you're going to lose. You know, like the reintroducing the wolves into Yellowstone, into all these places, the gray wolf. It's been a huge success, such a success now as they want to start hunting them again. Well, of course, the environmentalists want to stop that, but they've gotten a point where, you know, before there was no wolves, and now there's 250 wolves in this area. And the wolves take out the deer, they take out the elk, and it's not just always the ill, and then they start hunting for cattle. So that's a problem, too. Anyway, we're going to be talking about, you know, just besides that, we're going to be talking about what happened in India, and what does that mean to our new upcoming administration? What's it mean now? What kind of long-range ramifications can it have between India, Pakistan, and our country? Well, this is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Join us on the other side. Hey, this is Carl Bott. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. You know, starting Wednesday in India, one of our strongest allies, Muslim extremists started attacking the different hotels, different areas in this town. Their targets, besides just taking over, was strictly for terror, but their targets were Americans, Westerners. And they hunted down and they killed at least six Americans that we know of, at least six. And the total now of everybody killed in this battle, in this terrorist attack, and that's all it was a terrorist attack. They came into the hotels, came into the cafe, started shooting, throwing grenades, and they killed well over 250 people at this point. Now, it looks like they have hunted down and they've killed the last two or three of these terrorists and it's a very famous hotel, the Taj Mahal there in the city. But these people, these terrorists went in and selectively picked out the Westerners and killed them, along with many others, but they were looking for them. And they went into a Jewish synagogue. I don't know if it was a synagogue or a place where a number of Jewish people were. Took the hostages, killed the six of them in there, and one of the workers in the temple grabbed up their 2-year-old baby of the rabbi and his wife and ran outside, and so his mother and his father were killed that day. A physician out of Canada killed, several other people killed because they were Westerners.
So are you saying that these people were specifically targeted?
Absolutely. Absolutely targeted. And that they were hunting down Westerners. But the other thing, too, is that they wanted to kill as many people as they could and disrupt. They wanted this to be the 9/11 of India. Now, the big question is, where do these people come from? Did they come from Pakistan? Were they aided and abetted by the Pakistanis? This is a big question right now, because India and Pakistan have never been the best of friends. And with this happening, with all the unrest along the borders, you know, between Afghanistan and Pakistan, again, like I said, India has been one of our strongest allies. It's the largest democracy in the world. With this attack, if they link this back to the Pakistanis, this could be huge. Let's go to the phones here. Hey, Kim, good morning.
Good morning, Carl, Linda.
Good morning, Kim.
How are you, Kim?
I hope you guys had a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Thank you very much.
We did. We hope you did, too.
Oh, yes. And yesterday, instead of going shopping,
uh-huh.
That's what we did. And I have members of All Guy Riders and the Anderson Rotary members and the Veteran Cemetery Director Steve Jurgensen, Pete Stiglitz, and myself. And we went with Nadine up to the Shingletown area,
uh-huh.
And we cut the boughs to make a Christmas wreath for the Northern California Veterans Cemetery.
And that's wreaths across America.
Yes, that's a wreath across America.
And when's that going to be?
We are getting ready to put together December 8th through 12th. And days of laying the wreath will be the 13th of December on a Friday, Saturday.
Okay, so the 8th to the 12th, you're going to be making the wreaths.
Yes.
And we participated in this last year. And you ensure that every hero laying out at the Igo Veterans Cemetery in the Northern California Veterans Cemetery out there has a wreath.
Yes.
On their marker there.
Yes.
And it was a great event.
Just an awesome, awesome feeling yesterday. And Beatty and Associate, they let us cut our boughs there. And the owner came out to, you know, encourage us and appreciated us. And we also appreciate them for letting us have the boughs. And it just a wonderful. The whole forest was filled with our volunteers. And, you know, just it was just gratifying.
Well, we're glad to hear that. And I know you're one of the driving forces behind this. And the fact is that last year when I was out there to help lay the wreaths, that it was so touching, the fact that the number of people that were out there helping. But you always need volunteers to help put these wreaths together. Is that correct?
Yes. We like to see the family member come, and we have this year line up for the young students.
Is there a place and a time that you begin creating the wreaths?
Yes, it'll be at the Northern California Veteran Cemetery. In the back of the building, there's a maintenance building there. And so we have a work release program through the Shasta County, and inmates come out and they would each day assemble wreaths.
Uh-huh.
And then we're going to have one section have a quality check.
Uh-huh.
To make sure all the wreath is done right. And then on the Saturday morning, 11 a.m., we're going to have a small ceremony and a passing wreath out to the family members first. And after that, then we would pass all the wreaths out so the students and young children could place all the wreaths to the gravesite. Wonderful feeling.
It's a way to have to remember our veterans, to remember our fallen heroes.
Sure.
And the way you do it is you go out to IGO, up to Northern California Veterans Cemetery, and it starts on Tuesday. Starts on Monday. Monday.
December 8th. Yes. And
we'll go
Friday,
for that
Friday, December 12th, we want all the wreaths made.
Now, do they need to call anybody first before they go up there?
They could call the cemetery.
Okay.
But they could also call me because actually we have all the schedule, the people already.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. So we don't want too many to really, and sometimes it's worse.
Right.
Because too many people, you know, we don't know which way to put the people.
Right.
Okay. So work is already all scheduled.
Okay, and so what's a good number to call then, Kim?
My number is 227-6432. Mainly, I'm looking for more food to feed the volunteers daily basis.
Oh, great.
Okay, so you're looking for food to feed the volunteers who are out there. So
A refreshment was already donated by Korean War veterans.
Uh-huh.
They donate $200 so we could purchase a refreshment out there. So the daily basis, they have a refreshment.
Okay.
But I've been feeding our volunteer last year because it was so cold, and that way they are out there about 8 o'clock a.m.
Okay, well, then maybe we can get people to volunteer some food or some of our stores around here, but they need to call Kim Chamberlain at 227-6432.
Kim, it's always a pleasure to hear from you and always feel how your heart is so entwined in doing things for our veterans and for the Anderson and the Shasta counties.
Well, you know, we don't do enough for our veterans, and I appreciate our veterans.
Wow.
And this is one of the small ways I could tell them I really do care about you, you know, live or already passing.
Well, we care about you too, Kim.
Thank you. I'm going to see you guys today sometime later.
Okay.
Take care.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, you just got to love Kim Chamberlain. There isn't anything that she won't do to help the veterans, you know, the less fortunate veterans, the ones out there, the ones that have fallen already and need still to be remembered. You know.
I met Kim through Ray Roberts. And when I first came up to Reading and how what a great American and a veteran as well, Ray, introduced me to so many people. And Kim has just been this constant graciousness that just exudes from her in her, you know, what you see is what you get. She means what she does. She puts a lot of energy behind creating these kinds of events where she spearheads them. And so, I mean, our hats are off to you, Kim. She's great people. And she came to our wedding.
Yeah, you know, and she doesn't do it for recognition. You know, she calls today to get volunteers to come out there and to help, you know, feed the other volunteers who are building these wreaths for our fallen heroes. So I'm sure there's some businesses out there that can give some money or give food if you've got a sandwich shop, you know, Subways that could probably bust loose with a few dozen sandwiches to help out with these people. But it's great. Anyway, Kim's phone number again is 227-6432, and we'll get it up on our website, freefireradio.com, and we'll get that so people can talk about it. You know, going back to India, and we've got a couple minutes before we take our break. Going back to India, the danger right here is that now it's it was a message. It was a message to President-elect Obama. It wasn't just a shot at India. It was a message to him to say, hey, we're going to attack you and your allies everywhere in the world. We're going to attack India. We're going to attack Spain. We're going to attack Britain. Anybody that's been an ally of yours, anybody that's Western, anybody that does not believe as we extremists do. I'm not talking about your average average Muslim who doesn't believe in this. You're talking about the terrorists, the extremists that are going out and attacking. And they're not going to stop. And they fought it out to the end. They didn't surrender. There was no surrenders in this thing. They fought it till they were killed. And we've run into that before. They'll fight to the death. If they surrender, it's because they've been knocked out. And if you don't think that this is a message to Senator to President-elect Obama, you're wrong. They're saying, what are you going to do? Okay, so, you can say, hey, India, we're really sorry this happened, but you got to root out the evil. And the idea of preemptive strikes, one of the doctrines that President Bush has, was you go after them before they attack. I believe in that doctrine. If you find them, you don't let them launch the attack and then try to contain it. It's like medicine. If you can prevent cancer, you prevent it. You don't try to treat it. At that point, it may be too late. You may be able to contain 90% of it at that point, but you may not, and it could kill you. Preemptive attacks, you find the bad guys, you know what they're plotting to do, and if it's not here in the United States, what if they're plotting to attack Britain? You just let it go by? No. You go after them. You go after the militants, the extremists that want to bring the war to the United States, and you hunt them down, and you fight them no matter where they're at. And sometimes you're just going to have to say afterwards, sorry, didn't mean to drop that bomb there, but guess what? We just killed the number two man in Al-Qaeda. Oops. Sorry, Syria.
So you think India was a warning, pure out warning?
I think that we can't let it down. We talked about that. Joe Biden even said it. Sometime in the next 6 months, we're going to be attacked. There's going to be a statement made. And this is a historical thing that this has happened. Of course, the huge one, of course, was 9/11, which a lot of people just want to forget. Oh, 9/11. And they come up with theories that it was the United States that attacked ourselves. Okay. To this day, I don't understand it. I mean, people have a right to have their thoughts and conspiracies, but come on. We were attacked. They came after us to bring down our economy, to attack us and to make a statement. And they did. It was a huge statement. And it's had a huge impact, such a significant impact on the world since then. But whether you agree with it or not, you may not like Guantanamo. You may not like preemptive strikes. You may not like the fight in Afghanistan and Iraq, but we have not been attacked since then. And if you don't think we haven't been fighting in different places in the world you've never even heard of, you're crazy. We've got teams everywhere. Anytime we find them, we'll fight them. And, I wouldn't be surprised if it was to the north and south of our country, of the United States, that we haven't been fighting in those areas too. Anyway, if we're not ready to fight anywhere in the world, they're going to come after us. And they've already said that. They haven't said we're going to stop because Senator Obama's name is Barack Hussein Obama. They don't care. He's a Westerner. They've already said it. They've used pejorative terms. They've called him. They've used racial epithets against him. The number two man in Al-Qaeda has used it against President Obama. I just hope President Obama is going to stand up and say, that's fine. Call me any name you want. Here's a 500-pound bomb to punctuate it.
Well, he needs to put a great team around him, of course, when it comes to the security. Complete.
Yeah, we got Hillary Clinton. Okay, this is Free Fire Radio on News Talk, 1400 KQMS. Join us on the other side. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on Yours Talk, 1400 KQMS. It's Carl Bott and Linda Bott here.
We have a blast at the break.
Oh, yeah, we do. We're just dancing around. Kelly, watch Kelly. And, that in itself is a show. We're going to start here next year. We're going to have, besides having a computer in here, on our show, we're also going to try and put a little camera up. So if you've got a computer, you can watch really what goes on in this place. And you know what? You'll see the Taj Mahal of Transmission Studios. where Linda and I are. You think Rush Limbaugh's got a nice place. You think anybody's got a nice place. You need to see where we're at. We're talking quality like you cannot believe. We're talking plushness. You know what? It's almost an embarrassment to come in here and talk about things because of just, you know, you sit here in these high-rise chairs, these leather chairs, and the people who have been here know exactly what I'm talking about. Watch out, Linda. I think the ceiling's getting ready to fall right above your head. Okay, we're all right. Now, one of the things we talked about this past week is pardons. You know, again, everybody's pushing President Bush to give him a pardon. Some of the people that are pushing to get pardons are people like Milliken, the securities guy that, you know, that junk bond guy that cheated millions of people. He wants to have his sentence commuted. It's people like Randy Duke Cunningham, the congressman who took hundreds of thousands of dollars in bribes. And this is what I say about Duke Cunningham, since I was living down in Southern California at that time, was that Duke Cunningham played on the fact that he was an Air Force veteran and he was a hero and he was talking about, you know, honoring veterans and all this. And then Duke got caught. Hey, Duke, guess what? I hope they keep you in there every day of your sentence. I hope they don't cut 1 minute off, Duke. You know what? You deserve it. You betrayed the veterans that you climbed on the blood of veterans and their backs to get elected. I hope you stay in jail every day. I wish they had you busted damn rocks right now. So, Duke, be aware that I am not going to call into that special number and ask that you have your sentence commuted.
I like it when you really emote and tell them how you feel, baby.
People that use their service to get elected, and on the, as far as I'm concerned, they are treading in the blood of veterans. And then for him to use that all the time, oh, I'm taking care of the veterans, I'm doing this. The only thing he was doing was feathering his own nest. What a butt.
Well, no, you really feel passionately about this. And you have explained to me on that very, what you're talking about exactly, how it, to you, it's a disgrace.
It is a disgrace. And when I see people that, you know, like down in Sacramento, this guy, Charlie Brown, the Democrat running for office, Charlie Brown was wearing his uniform to anti-war rallies. Okay, Charlie, you know, then he tried to deny it, and then somebody had a picture of him. Hey, Charlie, as far as I'm concerned, they should have put charges against you. Anytime you wore your uniform and at any type of political event, that is against the law. Why somebody didn't charge him, I do not understand. Hey, Charlie, I'm glad you lost. I wish you'd been by a million votes. Go back to underneath the rock that you live in and pull it back over you. You know, you used your uniform to get votes. That's as low. You know that you think about Franken, Al Franken. I think he's low. Charlie, guess what? Franken could stand on your shoulders. And by the way, it looks like Al Franken's losing his recount, even though now here's going to go to the courts. Al Franken, who has wives call husbands in Iraq and say that they're pregnant, and they, you know, the husband's been gone for 8 months. It kind of tells you, you know, that this is his idea of, you know, of humor. It's not too funny to me, but then Al, you're kind of a funny guy. And I think it's really funny is that people in Minnesota gave you that many votes. I mean, you know, there's an awful lot of money that George Soros and all these people, you know, pushed into Minnesota. I don't know how much each one of those votes cost him, but it has to be a couple thousand dollars at least, each one of those votes. All right, now, the two people I think that should have their sentences commuted are the Border Patrolmen. They shot a smuggler who was bringing in a half a ton of marijuana, shot him in the butt, and then he gets immunity. The two Border Patrolmen, Ramos and Campion, they're in jail for 10 years, 11 years. Their lives are ruined. They've been in jail a couple of years. They've already been, one of them's already been assaulted in the prison. They're in solitary confinement. Go to our website, freefireradio.com. At the top, you'll see a news flash. It has the number for the White House of people that, of that phone number you can call and say, free the Border Patrolman. Commute their sentence, people. Just get, go to the website, get the number, call that, call Congressman Herger, write a letter to Congressman Herger, drop him an email, Feinstein, do the same thing, free the Border Patrolman during the holidays. Now, Bush is going to free a bunch of them or commute sentences or pardon before Christmas. And then again, right before he gets out. Now, the one right before he gets out is like that Clinton thing, which was kind of really sleazy. But then again, Bill Clinton at that point of his career was doing a lot of sleazy things. before he slid out of office. But you know, the thing that upsets me about Bill Clinton, and this is why I think, this is why I hope doesn't happen to Obama, is that Bill Clinton had the opportunity to be maybe one of the best presidents we ever had. You know, so on Monday and Wednesday, he was really the best president. Tuesdays and Thursdays, it was all about Bill. You know, Monica and all these other things. They just reeled from one disaster to another. And the one thing that George Stephanopoulos said is, we knew how to run elections, we didn't know how to run the presidency. I hope Senator-elect or President-elect Obama has learned something from that group. I hope that, okay, they ran a masterful campaign. Now, run the country as well. I'll be standing up applauding every day if you do that. We'll see. Because if he doesn't, I'll be standing up screaming. Because that's what we do here.
That's what we do. We stand up and applaud. And we have some friends, Rick and Denise. There's a special store, and they have been our sponsors, Something Special, and that's on 3160 Bocelli Lane. They have very, very unique gifts. Well, they're going out of business, and they're closing just in time for you to get those great bargains at Christmas time. 30, 40, and 50% off on really incredible items like porcelain dolls, and they have swords.
All type of edge weapons, knives, swords, axes, suits of armor. I don't know if they have suits of armor, but
it's really an eclectic shop.
Oh, yeah, shields.
That's right. And they're going to be, all of these items will be 30% off and more through December 2008. So go on by Bocelli Lane, 3160.
This is a great place to buy those types. And because they have all those statues, they have the angels, they have all those, you know, they have everything you can imagine there. Really good prices. Rick and Denise, help them out. You know, go down there, help them close out on a success here. They've been great Americans. They support our community, they support our veterans. Go down there and give them, give them a look-see, and go down and, buy the stuff you need there for Christmas.
Okay, now we're heading off to
Four Winds Jewelry.
That's exactly right.
I'm practicing my wrestling holds to put Leonard in the back room, and the only thing we're going to let him do is repair watches, and that's it, and say yes. So, make him say yes. We say, what about this deal? Yes.
And if you're wondering where Four Winds Jewelry is, it's 2225 Hilltop Drive. It's right next to Rustic Charm, where the girls, in between Rustic Charm, that cute little store there, and the Girl Scouts.
Across the street from Sierra Gibbs.
And we'll be there. If you just walk in the door, this is your perfect time.
Come in and say hello to us, too.
Yeah, I mean, we'll be there. We're going to be making deals, incredible deals. And now's the time, today, one day only.
You got it. Okay, now, we'll be back Monday at 8 o'clock here on KQMS. We've got some surprises for Monday. And so you join us then. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?